You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Reading to Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had a great week. So this week we have a lot going on with the planets. We have quite a lot of transits. The main thing that is happening on what's happening on the 13th for me is the total solar eclipse. So it is happening in Leo, and it's happening on the 13th of the 8th at 3:45 a.m. That is my time in Sydney. So if you're on the other side of the world, I feel like it's the 12th for you. So this eclipse will be in Leo. We do have some tries there with it as well. So we do have the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, and Jupiter all try into Saturn. So I feel like that's going to help you with any problems you have coming up, any issues that you have. It is going to help you with that. And I feel like I always feel like tries to Saturn is like a resilience. It's sort of, if things come up, you face them, you deal with them, and you move on, and you can sort it out without any problems. That's what I kind of feel. Because it's in Leo, I do feel like it's going to be about the ego. It's going to be about being creative, like being more creative, working from the heart. I feel like it could be aspect of being more social. We could see a lot of power plays if you're looking around the world with some people in power, because Leo is a bit of a power sign and a sign that wants to have the spotlight. So we may see a battle of egos coming up with this eclipse happening. And we could be these certain issues that we're having around the world. Because we've got Mercury and Jupiter near it as well. We're in the same sign. I feel like it could be something about communication. I feel like there could be people making a lot of noise, because with Mercury in it, Leo, it's all about what I want and what I want to have. It's about sort of about me. So people will be more vocal, especially if you are a Leo, or we've got any like Leos in power. But I have a feeling it's going to be people sort of making noise around the world, sort of in politics. We've also got this week, we've got Venus moving into Libra. So that is going to be a sign where about money and relationships, we want a balance. You want to find a balance. Could be that making up for lost things, or making up to people that you feel like maybe you let down. I feel like it's about keeping things in balance when it comes to finances and relationships. It wants everything to be nice and easygoing, Venus in Libra. We've also, that's happening on the 7th, we've also got on that day, we've got the Sun, that's first going to start its trine to Saturn. We've got, on the 10th is when Mercury is going to make its way into Leo. So it's been in Cancer, that's where it had retrograde. So Mercury now will be out of shadow. And as I said, so it's a completely different energy from Cancer to Leo. Cancer's more like a homebody. We just want to stay sheltered. We want to stay supported. Moving in Leo, it's about coming out, being proud, and being vocal, because Mercury's about how we communicate. We've also got on the 10th, we've got Mercury going to square Chiron. So there could be a few bruised egos with that transit. We've also got Venus going to start having its trine with Pluto on the 11th. So that's going to be a bit of a change when it comes to relationships and money, but it'll be a positive change. It could be an ending of something and a starting of something new. We've also got happening, we've got a lot of transits, just say a few more, or what I feel coming up this week. I just feel like with the energies that we have, it's going to be, I feel like everything's sort of compressed, especially when we look at it, Leo energy. I feel like that there's going to be situations sort of being very tight. I feel like people might be crafty this week. I do feel like you're able to see sort of what's hidden, what people aren't telling you. And I do feel like, as I said, a battle of egos. It could be a calm before the storm, the two. It could be an aspect of people bottling things up inside as well. And I feel like if you're negotiating something, it's like negotiate with power. And I do feel like there's going to be some big announcements happening around the world this week too. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Kelly, and she's in Redmond. He's in America there. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
And how can I help you today?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to know if my mom, my mom passed in October, and I just miss her. And I was just wondering if she had anything for me, or because I kind of feel like my life's kind of flipped upside down.
Okay. Let me just see if I can connect to your mom. I know your name starts with Kelly, but is there someone that's named with a K or a Karen? Karen, K name anywhere?
I have a friend named Aaron. Oh, I do have a cousin named Aaron, a female.
Oh, okay. Because I was getting that kind of sound. I could hear that kind of sounding name. I do have a lady here with me. Her energy feels very light, like whimsical, light energy. And I do feel like that this isn't an older, like a lady, not a young person. I feel like their hands were like sort of looking at like small hands. Like I feel like the fingers are quite like maybe they're long, like petite, like lady fingers. And I feel like their nails are done nicely as well.
My auntie
wearing a jumper, knit a jumper, and I feel like maybe she could knit the jumpers. The hair, seeing the hair as being I feel like it's like a brownie color, like a mousy brown color. It's not straight. It's like a lightness to how it sort of sits. And it's a little bit like boofy, but it's styled that way. And I do feel like this lady's very kind, very generous too. I do get a nurturing feel from her. And I do feel like she's very intelligent. I also feel like she needed glasses too. So if she takes the glasses, her vision's a bit blurry. So I feel like that there's glasses with her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So with
Aaron,
the friend
would actually
that
have been her granddaughter, my cousin Aaron would have been.
When she passed, I just felt there's a lot of gratitude because I feel like she's telling me that she was spoiled when she was passed. So I feel like people came and brought her things. Like she's just very grateful to the people that was around her when she passed. She's telling me that she was spoiled. So like everyone showed that they care, and I feel like that she's getting like flowers and like candles, like she's getting things, and I feel like she's just overwhelmed with gratitude, and she wants to say thank you to everyone that came, like their presence were known, and it's like she didn't realize that she touched some like so many people, or that she didn't realize how much she meant to people with her. And like she just did things, and because she was brave, she told me that she was brave too. And her passing was easy. The transition was easy for her due to the people that were around her. So she's saying thank you for that. Okay. With your mum, she's also like a cook. Like she would also cook like very like homemade meals, like very homely meals, like stews, like savories. Because I'm seeing cook, like if you're not well, she'll cook you up a storm, she's telling me. And she would cook well too. She is sorry that she had to go, and but she's always around you. She's saying that you do feel her. I see her with her like arm around you, and she's saying that she does make her presence, or she tries to make her presence known.
Yeah.
And she knows that you've been because she's like, she knows you've been upset and the like a worryness there, or like scared or worryness. But she's like, don't worry, the foundations have been laid. Everything's going to be working out fine. It's like she's saying like June, I want to go June next year. It's like that's good news, or there's like a something like happiness there. She's like that this year, she just got to like, you just got to wait things out till everything sort of calms down. And
okay,
she's talking about the son. I don't know if it's your son or her son, but he's a bit, is he a bit uppity, up and anti, a bit flighty? I think flighty, I don't know what that means, but is he a bit is there a man there, like either your son or maybe it's your brother, who's like a sort of goes off, like I feel like a bit drama, goes off a little bit. And she's saying that like he just needs to calm down and see the bigger picture. Like he's overreacting, or he's acting like without realizing what else is going on. And yeah, he just needs to see the bigger picture. And it's like, if she was here, it'd be like, you know, stop with this nonsense. Cause that's what she's telling me. And he needs to just stay calm. But she's saying, you got this, like you got this. It's like, you've taken the lead now. And she's like, you can do it. And she's like, she's with you all the way. I feel like she sits on your bed, like when you're sleeping, I feel like she's sitting on your bed. So I don't know if you feel that.
I do feel her, not necessarily when I'm sleeping, but I feel her, and I notice things are flickering and doors open and close. And
and because she's like, and you've got a dog too?
Yes.
Because the dog sees her, because the dog sees me. And it's like she calls over the dog. So I don't know if the dog just sort of randomly goes over to someone, but so the dog sees me, she's saying, too.
That's funny because he acts so scared sometimes and so weird.
he thinks he sees her too. Like, yeah. Calling. Yeah, he does. But yeah, she just wants you to enjoy your life and to have fun. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. It's like they're all there. They're all there. So I hope you're all here. So thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
That's okay, not a problem. So if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My YouTube is Lady D Psychic. Same as my TikTok is Lady D Psychic. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic, as well as my TikTok too. Anyway, thank you, everybody, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.